sometimes I'm more okay with the thought that these things were written back into Jesus' mouth by the early church than other times. This Sunday is one of those days. Not that Jesus couldn't have said everything I just read, all entirely on his own, and this was a faithful recording of it. But I like the idea of those early Christians sitting around and giving Jesus these words of taking up their cross and following him. I like it because it's hard. And it speaks of an early community that knew what they had agreed to do in following Jesus and what they were asking other people to do. It was a little different for them than it is for us. Crucifixion doesn't meet the Constitution's requirements of cruel and unusual punishment. And it was used frequently as a Roman execution method up until the time of Constantine. So they had 300 years of living with this very real threat of dying just like Jesus. In fact, one of the early bishops of Antioch, we have 7 of his letters left to us, Bishop Ignatius. He's writing these on his way to Rome to be crucified. And the first time you read them, you become quite convinced that he was a little crazy, because in each letter to different communities that he met or knew about between Antioch and Rome, he frequently assures them that they should not try to rescue him or prevent his death. So happy was he to die for his faith. You read these and you think, what were they feeding you? But he was a part of this early church who understood a very imminent threat in taking up your cross. Just because we don't live with that imminence doesn't mean we get to take it less seriously, though. The cross isn't just about the horrible things humans are capable of, although it's that too. It's not just a point about how much God loves us, although it's that too. It also has to be a regular reminder of what we're called to do day by day. The best commentaries on Ignatius of Antioch talk about how in writing to these communities and asking not to be saved, it wasn't just about an acceptance of martyrdom, but it was about a knowledge that his life had already been given away in following Jesus. That's what this is about, as much as it's also about crucifixion and death and sacrifice. It's far more greatly about those things we do day by day and week by week, that when we're done doing them, we look around and sometimes, if you're anything like me, sometimes wonder, why didn't anyone notice? When you help your neighbor with their groceries or with mowing their lawn, when you let the mom with the small kids ahead of you in line at the grocery store because she needs to check out sooner, and all of those hundreds of little things that we do that are done in service and respect for other people, the knowledge that that is how we are to live as Christians, that's what taking up our cross is about. It's about following Jesus, wherever that may lead. And that's where it gets scary again. But it's about accepting that the life we are called to lead as Christians was never easy. Sometimes I think the early church, who wrote this, who heard it first, who lived it, had an easier decision to make. There's something in human nature that glories in a wonderful, amazing sacrifice, more than we do in the small sacrifices we make that don't get commented on. But both of those are hard. Both of those are a challenge. Both of those are what being a follower of Jesus Christ is about. And if we take that seriously, as I believe we all try to do, we can't ignore either one. We can't ignore the full impact of what it means to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Amen.